Oh, brother. The angel of the Lord is here tonight. He's Jehovah God in your flesh. He's Jehovah God in my flesh. That same God never dies. He's just as real. The thing of it is, the people don't recognize him. They don't. And when he does come, they say, well, very well, I suppose. Looked all right. I guess that's right. Oh, brother, if every word in that Bible isn't true, it's not God's word. Not God's word if it isn't. But if it is, then if God confirms his word, then it's true. Amen. God keeps his word. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
He's here. He's here. I say that in the name of the Lord. Think he is?
Amen.
Now, he can use my flesh as things he could create some because he made me anyhow. He could use your flesh. He created it and made you. Don't you think that? Now, if you just open up your heart and get yourself out of the way, he'll come and he can use you. He's the same God. He gives the same sign. Amen. You believe it?
Amen.
Look to him. Let me turn my back. Pray for something you got wrong. Watch it down. Yes, sir. There's a man before me. Here he is standing right. Let's just see now. Where's he at? Sitting right back there. Tie open here in front. Light suit on. Thin hair on top. Suffering with heart trouble. The man with a gray-looking suit on. Sitting there looking right at me. You were praying. Lord, let him touch me. That's right? Raise up your hand if that's right. That's the same angel. Can't tell me what he was saying in his heart and why he's the same God.
Hallelujah.
Your heart trouble's over, brother. Go home and be well.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You don't have to have a prayer card, do you? You don't have a prayer card. Don't need one. You see what I mean?
Hallelujah.
He's just coming to himself.
Hallelujah.
I looked around. I seen him standing back there. I seen him. I looked. I thought, where's he at? I looked back there, and there he was. He's sitting there. The man just, I never seen him in my life. If we're strangers, raise your hand, sir. Was every word said right? Was that what you're thinking, what you're doing? There you are. Then what did he say? When that man sitting there, God in his flesh, this man's flesh, said, why did Sarah say in her heart that it came to happen? Then the same angel comes here and says, why did you did say it will happen? Let him touch me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, why be so gross?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just have faith. Don't you see, friends? Can you wake up Pentecostal people? Won't you bite your conscience? Won't you pinch your soul? Amen. I'd start everywhere. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord's able to provide for himself a sacrifice. Amen. Have faith. What do you think, brother? I guess you might think I'm rough. Come on. I'm your brother. I'm your brother. That's right, brother. I love you. I realize I'm in an organizational church here, same as God. One of my greatest sponsors. My brother. But what I hate to see is it getting cold and cooling off. I'm not against that organization. I'm not against the one that's living out there, the Methodist or the Baptist. I say the same thing everywhere. Or I'm trying to say, shake yourselves, brother. Get your eyes off of these things. Here, wait a minute. A woman appeared here before me. Somebody praying. New writer. Ah. The woman's got a red dress on her. Here she sits right here. You believe he'll heal you? This story, that if you believe with all your heart, God will make you well. That's right, raise up your hand. All right, there you are. I challenge you to believe it. Ever, where was that woman that spoke to you? Was it you, lady? The woman they spoke to just then. Where was it? Oh, here. This lady. Yeah. All right. You kept your healing now? I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. Know nothing about you. But them things are true, wasn't it? All right. All right. All right. See, I never see her. That's my hands before God. See what he does? Oh, brother, sister, if you just get away from your shell, pull out of it. Come out. Lay yourself before God and say, Lord God, nothing in my arms I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. That's right. I will praise him.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every soul in here under my control for the glory of God. Don't move around, be real reverent. All right, Sergeant. Would you just walk a little closer? Now, to the audience, now I've been preaching, so I want to talk to this woman. Now, let me scripturally base it now for you. Let's take where I was talking. Let's give you St. John 4. Here's a man and a woman. I believe you held up your hands that we were strangers to one another. We are strangers. So the audience way back in the back will know that we're strangers. We just were supposed to hold our hands up that we don't know each other. Now, this is just like St. John 4. Our Lord come to a well and met a woman. He never saw her. She never saw him. But he described what that woman's condition was, where her trouble was. And quickly she said, you must be a prophet. We know the Messiah is coming, and when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. How many know that's true? And now, sisters, I just got these things, I believe, he was on his road to Jericho, but had to go by Samaria. And the Father sent him up there. Well, now, we don't know one another. I've never seen you, and you've never seen me. And this is our first time meeting. Then, I believe God sent me down here. Brother Arden got there at home and asked me if I'd come to Long Beach. And also come to Brother Arnie Vick. I told him I would. Well, they put both weeks down here for some reason. Then I believe that was God doing that. Then I'm here. Then you're here. Father sent me here, but I don't know you. So if the Messiah would happen to me being a man, human being, your brother, then I don't know anything about you. God knows that is worthy. But if the Messiah would come and anoint me, then he would do the same thing that he did down there. He'd know what your trouble was, and could say, now what if he was standing here himself in person, not me, but him? You'd say, oh Lord Jesus, heal me. Now he couldn't do that. He'd say, child of mine, I've already done this, and I died. But then he'd say, that you might know that I am he. I will do as I did when I was here on earth, because I cannot change. See? Now, if the Father will show me what your trouble is, then would you believe me to be the Messiah? You'd say, yea, Lord. And he'd perhaps do the same thing you've done, because it has to. He's the same. But see now, he himself, the body, Jesus Christ, is sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. But he sent back the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that was upon him. Now he had it without measure. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. I just got a little spoonful. That's what we had. Got it by measure. But if I took a spoonful of water out of the ocean and brought up here and tested the chemicals in it, the same chemicals in the entire ocean is in that spoonful. Just not as much of it. See, as I'm talking, I'm watching something. You're aware that something's going on. Now, if the audience can see that, stand between me and that woman, stands that light that you're looking at on the picture. There it is. Now it makes me feel good. I know he's here. I was a little bit weary there, but he's here now. You're aware that something's going on. I want you to witness to the audience, if it's so or not. Just a moment ago, a real sweet, comfortable, like feeling. It's a nice, comfortable feeling. Try it. Now, if the Lord Jesus will let me know something about you, that I know nothing, but if he could tell me something that you have been or something like that, he could tell you what you have been, you'd know what you will be. If he could tell you that, you'd be the judge with his correct. You are troubled with something with your hip, I believe. Something wrong with your hip. That's what you want me to pray for. If that's right, raise up your hand so the people can see. All right, do you believe now with all your heart? Now, just a moment, see. So that you won't, you'll fairly understand it wasn't a gift. But that's as much as Jesus done to the woman at the well. That's right, is that right? That's right. But now just to let you know that he keeps his word, that proves it. You say it could have been a guess, Brother Barron. How could I guess that? When right now I don't know what I told you. It'd have come off the tape. Now be reverent. Just look again. Just merely for a vision, that's all. I'm watching you. That, I see you going back, back, back. Yes, it's in your hip. All right, you got a hip trouble. And you've got somebody else on your mind that you're praying for. That's a son. Something wrong with him in a cat. That's right. And then there's something else. That boy is shadowed. That means that he needs salvation. He's not a Christian. That's true. You believe God can tell me who you are and help you? Well, what? Mrs. Morris? Don't believe it. Now, do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? I just raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, thou hast not left us alone. Thou hast blessed us and given us of thy goodness. I pray that you'll help us to believe now and each one be healed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask it. Amen. Now please be seated. Please, please. Don't move. Stay still. See, each one of you is a spirit. How many know that? Sure. Look here. What is this? My finger. What's this? My hand. What's this? My ear. But who's me? It's my me inside. This is what belongs to me. That's what I'm talking about. You. Your spirit. And by being anointed now with His Holy Spirit, I'm in contact with you. Pray. Pray. Don't doubt. What could happen right now if the church would just get along? Is this the next question? How do you do it, lady? We are strange to each other too, I suppose. I do not know you. But God does know you. And if He knows you, then the only way I'd be able to know you would be by something you tell me. Jesus said, I do just as the Father would show me. And that's the only way I could do just as Father would show me. But if you'll show me what your trouble is, will you believe Him? The colored lady sitting there, right out here, with high blood pressure. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well now? You touched something, didn't you? Or it's your heel now, Jesus Christ heals you. Now tell me what she touched. Tell me what she touched. She touched the high priest. I don't know that lady, never seen her, but I turned here. I know this is a white woman, and I look, there's a colored lady standing here. I look around, she had a little funny looking bang on top of her head. I thought, where's that? I felt it going, like a heartbeat going. I look, there it was, I seen it break loose like that. I seen it put something around her arm and pump it up. And it said, high blood pressure. It's over now, sister. Jesus Christ heals you. And is it high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity? I feel real reverent now. We want God is worship. We like to worship Him. But the Holy Spirit's so timid to be real quiet. Now, you little fellows be real nice down here now. So. Real nice now, real quiet. Everybody start praying now. Saying, Father, I'm needing what I talk to this woman here because it's easy to come in contact with her. I don't say you tell her anything. But if he doesn't tell her, if he doesn't say one thing to you, if I just pass you by and lay hands on you, there's got to be some kind of anointing here. Is that right? I wouldn't know these things. Well then, if you believe it's to be the Holy Spirit, you get your reward. If you call it something else, that'll be between you and God. See, I wouldn't know. I can only declare the Bible says it, you're here to preach. Now our sister standing before me, she's suffering with a nervous condition and something wrong in her throat. That is right. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Just watch me. I believe it'd be better if I just take the time with a few of them like that. Just watch. I think it'll hold the audience there and you start going to be crowd. I just feel real there and I feel led to do this. There's something else on her mind. She hasn't delivered herself yet. There's something else that, yes, I see what it is. It's a trouble in your side. It's a growth, isn't it? You believe God can tell me what side it's in? It's in the left side. That's right, raise up your hand. You believe now? There's something else on your heart. That's a man. That man's your husband. He's sitting out there. You believe God can tell me what's in trouble? Will you believe for him? You put that handkerchief on him? You got trouble with his eyes and with his ears. That's right, raise up your hand. Go put the handkerchief on him. Be well in the name of Jesus Christ. That's faithful. That's faithful. I have whole things becoming like a light all over the building, I see. So I'll be real reverent. And if I don't get to see you after this for a while, we'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be real reverent, everyone. I try to help work with me. You realize, if anybody wants to come take my place, you can come right on, see. But just be real reverent. I believe I'm here. I'm not a preacher. I haven't the education to be a preacher. God gave me maybe something else, see, so I could help you. Your pastor can preach to you and help you. But he gave me this to help you because I love you and he loves you. And he wants me to express his love to you. How do you do? Now, here's a beautiful picture again. Colored sister and white man. Now that's the same as it was at Samaria. A Jew and a Samaritan. But Jesus quickly let her know that because we was raised in a different part of the country and turned our skins different color, God's God of all. He's like a flower bed. He has white flowers and red flowers and blue flowers, and that's his bouquet, see. He makes it this way. But our hearts, we all come from one person, Adam and Eve. In fact, the country we live in, it changed our color, has nothing to do with our spirits and hearts. That's true. God's just as real to you as He is to anybody else. You believe that? You believe me to be his servant. You believe the things I've said. I know you do. I just come from Africa recently, last few years, going back again, too. Oh, you can see that face, that simple face. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You'll believe it. Maybe grand. Rectal trouble. Correctal. Now, all of you colored people, believe me. This is your sister. Oh, wait, something more than that, too. He said it was an intestinal trouble. The intestine. And they're shrinking, filling up, flashing these intestines. That is right. You believe with all your heart? You believe you could be his servant? If I tell you what your name is, would you believe me better? Would the audience believe better? Would you believe?
Yeah.
Miss Jefferson? Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Have faith in God. How do you do? We're strangers to each other. tell me when I get free by now. We're strangers to each other. I do not know you. You do not know me.
I've been in
your meeting.
Ma'am?
I've been in your meeting, but you didn't know me. You've been in my meeting, but I wouldn't know you. Just sit out in the audience. Happened, but I missed it. It was in that corner. Maybe it was that lady. The lady had just sat down. Was you the lady just prayed for or something? Yes. I watched that light. It left the platform, but I thought it was a man. It is a man. Sitting right there with throat trouble. Yeah. The man sitting there is real happy. Because he just got healed. The glory of God upon him. That man had throat trouble. Your throat trouble's left you, sir. You're praying, sitting there praying for you. Brought the power of God upon you. Go now. Your sin's forgiven. Your throat's healed. Go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Challenge you. Have faith in God. That lady sitting behind there looking right at me as hard as she can. When she see that light standing over, she's suffering with a bladder trouble. You believe it? Raise up, sister. Stand up and accept your healing. All right, go. Jesus Christ makes you well. I never seen a woman in my life. Are we strangers to one another? Raise up your hand, lady, if that's right. All right. Go home, be well. When you sit back down, there's a lady sitting right next to you there, bothered with throat trouble also. Stand up, lady, and accept your healing. We're strangers to one another. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Can't you see that He lives? Christ lives. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just have faith in God, children. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Got a nervous condition. Cough. That's what makes you cough. You're nervous. You're afraid there's something wrong in your throat, but it isn't. When you get nervous, that's when you cough more. That's not your main thing, though. You're praying for somebody else. You had an accident, didn't you? Down in the hospital. The semi-conscious. You're scared, wasn't you? You would die or something. You have been saved, but you're a little afraid. You wasn't afraid of this life. Isn't that right? That's right. Raise your hand. It's all right. It's okay. Go on. You'll come out of it. You believe with all your heart and go out of it. That's right. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? That's staggered people when they say that. I don't think he's his prophet. I'm just his brother. I'm his servant. Your brother. Just a moment. Just a moment. Something happened. Somewhere in the audience, be reverent now. That's to be real reverent and pray now. Just reach up and say, Lord Jesus, I don't care what you have me. Say, that man don't know me. I haven't got no prayer card. I'm not going to be in that prayer line. He don't know me. But Lord, if you just let me touch your garment, then you turn him around to me. See, just see if that isn't right. Just be real reverent. We are strange to each other. We do not know each other. If that's right, just so we raise our hands to people, see, all right? We're strangers to each other. Then, but God knows us both. Do you believe me to be His servant? Now, the reason I say that, He told me, you've probably read my book, have you ever read it? He said, if you get the people to believe you, believe what? Not believe me to be Him, but believe that He sent me. He has to give somebody something. So He's got other men on the field, great man, I'm one of the small. But my little part I like to do for him is showing my expression about my love for him to be reverent. I love him with all my heart. And I cannot love him without loving you all. See? For he'd rather I'd love you all than love him. I'd rather you love my children instead of loving me. And me being a parent thinks that, what about him? I say, Brother Dan, what are you doing? I'm waiting to see what he'll tell me. If he doesn't tell me nothing and I just come lay hands on you, would you believe anyhow? You believe in that? Would the audience believe that way in here? There comes it. You've had an operation. Pretty serious. It isn't doing well. You're scared. You're afraid of cancer now. You believe he can tell me what the operation was? I see the operation with the gallbladder. I believe. That's right. You're scared. If I don't say nothing what it is or whether it is, if God will just let you have faith, that's all you need, isn't it? Is that right? If he'll tell me who you are or where you're from, or something like that, or something else in your life that you believe, but it makes you believe real, you know it, I don't know you. You're not from here. You're from a place called Downey. Yeah. You're Mrs. Kelly. Yeah. Now go back to your heel, Jesus Christ. You believe? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. That woman, is that the woman just healed or prayed for? That light was right there just a moment ago, right where she was at. Somebody praying. Young man, you have a prayer card? You believe me to be a prophet? A servant? You believe God will heal your friend? If I tell you what's wrong, will you believe it? Cancer. Have faith and believe now. You'll get well. Amen. The lady sitting right back here looking at me. Got trouble with your foot. It was caused from an operation. Wearing glasses, brown hair. You believe with all your heart? Raise up your hand. All right, you can go home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you. You believe, sir? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Amen. Have faith now. Don't die. Lady, you got something wrong with your eyes. I'll tell you what it is. Will you believe? It's cancer. Will you accept your healing? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Everybody pray. That's it. Now here's another. Cancer. You believe that God will make you well, sister? Come let me lay hands on you while I'm hungry. Go now and may the God of heaven heal you and make you well. That kidney trouble left you while you were sitting there. Go and be made well. Believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. All right. Come, lady. You believe me to be a servant? God can heal heart trouble. Don't you believe that? You believe yours is healed? And go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you may well. You had a lady's trouble and also a heart trouble. You believe it's gone? All right, go on your road and say, thank you, Lord, and be made well. A man of your age should have a little prostate nervous trouble. But one of your great things is a killer. That's heart trouble. You believe it, he'll heal you? That's right, raise your hand. Go and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. I'm believing you. How do you do, lady? You're awful thin, but you got a shadow over you. You're shattered to death. It's a cancer, a killer. You believe God will make you well? Go, and I'll rebuke that devil from my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it come out of her. I'm a stranger to you, lady. You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? Would you believe? Wait a minute. Saying that there's stomach trouble, sir. You believe God makes you well? You believe with all your heart? Black-headed man, young fellow with a white shirt on, praying there with stomach. That's it. Go home neat now. It's a nervous stomach. Has you blocked off? You believe on me with all your heart? You accept your healing? Stand up if you do. Just raise that up. All right, go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. If God can tell you what your trouble is, you believe me to be his prophet, his servant? Your diabetes will leave you if you believe. Go home, be well. Jesus Christ will heal you. Ladies, got several things wrong with you. That's right. There's a lady your age that actually had that. But the thing that you want me to pray for is a heart trouble. That's right. You have a nervous, weak heart. When you lay down, it gets worse than ever. So now, if you'll believe with all your heart, you can go home and be well. Jesus Christ will make you well. How about believing? Sitting there in that lawn chair. I can't heal you. Got a prayer card? God can make you well if you believe. You can't sit there and live like the lepers that sit at the gate. They say, why sit we here till we die? You got in contact with something. You're in contact with Him. Now you touched His garment. If I could just get you to see it, you're dying with cancer. But if you'll believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. The leper said, why do we sit here till we die? If we sit here, we'll die. You sit there, you'll die. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Go home and be made well. Oh, won't you believe on Him? You believe with all your heart? Stand up on your feet, every one of you, and accept your healing. Raise up your hands.
Standing, raise your head. The ones that are standing, won't you shake your hands as you step down? Up there in the balcony, then, right here. You know, you Christians near them now. Yeah, you're seated. Just shake your hands. Say, God bless you. Shake this little boy's hand here. God bless his little heart there. Some of your mothers standing there. Right here, that's right. God bless you. God bless you, brother, with a broken foot there. Don't worry. You'll be all right. I know better a couple nights ago, so just don't worry about that, Phil. So, up there in the balcony. Oh, it's all right. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Said, Brother Branham, do you believe that to be the truth? Well, certainly I believe that to be the truth. I wouldn't stand here and preach something I did not believe. I get in trouble all the time for preaching things I do believe. That's what it is. But I believe it because God said so, and that settles it to me. I believe it's just that those people, that little girl, little boys, and these people here, calling him from glory, just the same as by and by, and they have stopped him on the road. You believe that? How many of you are sick? Raise your hand. You're sick of me. Amen. How many believe that that same God? I don't know. All right. Something struck me then. You hear? The angel of the law that you see in that picture, God being my judge, at the day of the judgment, you'll find out He's right here now. That's right. The angel of the Lord is here. Somebody, somewhere is suffering. They've got to say something's moved. Somebody has done something, somewhere has done something. He wouldn't have come like that if he's trying to hold it to a gospel service. You have any prayer cards? You don't? Well, you don't need them. You don't need them. You have faith and believe. If I put you young converts here, really sure, or friends, you'll never know what a feeling that is when he strikes you. You know what you're talking about then. That's right. Yes. You know what you're speaking of. Oh, I'm just as positive as I can be. You have faith now, just believe. Sarah sat in the tent, and she said within herself, she laughed. And the angel turned and said, why did Sarah laugh, saying within herself that this couldn't be so? Is that right? How about the woman that touched his garment? And he looked, don't you believe he's that same high priest tonight? And you young converts, I want to prove to you that that one that you touched, sister, honey, here, you and the young, the sister sitting here, and the brother, a little boy and girl sitting here, I want to show you that it was the same Lord Jesus that made the promise. Oh, my. Oh, I wish I could feel this way all the time. Have faith in God. Pray, all of you. Just be in prayer, and we'll turn my back to you. What that angel of the Lord did to show you we're in the days of Sodom, to show you we're at the last days, that this country here is a modern Sodom, to show you that the angel of the Lord is still the angel of the Lord. Now, you have no prayer card, so you only have no prayer line. But you don't have to have prayer card. The only thing I ask you to do is believe that I've told you the truth, the gospel truth. And it's gone.
I look at these ministers. You believe this, brother, with all your heart? You believe the gospel I've been preaching is the truth? God bless your heart. There's an awful good feeling behind you. Thank you, dear brother. A lot of times this week I've shocked and cut and everything else. I don't think I've hurt you. I love you. You're my brother. But you yourselves know that the church is moving away. We got to bring it back. Now, here it is. There's a woman before me. I'm looking right at her. Somebody out there is touching the high priest. I see what she looks like here. Just a minute. Somebody touched him. Just the same as a woman touched our Lord Jesus. That's what this woman done. And I'm just acting in his place, you see. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now, I'll catch it just a moment. It comes from the... Now, somebody touching each one of his praying. Believe now with all your heart. Sit real quiet, please. Yes, sir? It's the lady sitting right over there in the corner. Yes. That's right. You have a prayer card? No, yeah, I know you don't have a prayer card. I don't know you. God does know you. He can't, all of you look this way. Can't you see that light hanging over the woman there? Yes, that little, just right above her. That mystic looking light hanging right above her there. Now watch, it's opening up. The woman has been examined by a doctor of some sort, and they told her she had a growth. Some sort of a, she's pending an operation, but she won't receive the operation. She's trying to trust the Lord for her healing. That's right, raise up your hand, lady. Now, you young convert, that lady sitting right next to her there, you seem to be a right one. Got over to that lady sitting right by. There it is again. I thought it went back to the lady, but it went to that lady. She's a believer, a Christian believer. She's got some kind of a, like an allergy of breaking out on her hand. That's right. I don't know you, do a lady. You don't have any prayer card, of course. You believe that you're going to get well? You believe that was God? You believe that I can tell you what she's praying about? You believe that? By God. Keep quiet, sit down. You believe? Mrs. Boffer, you believe now she's going to be made well? God bless you. That's who you are, isn't it? What about you, little fellow, sitting right here? Here it is right here to you. You believe? I see your tongue stooping your shoulder. That's that. But there's something else besides that's wrong with you. If God will tell me what's wrong with you, will you believe me to be his prophet, his servant? It's a stomach trouble you're suffering with. That thus saith the Lord. That's right. Not a whole stream, just nervous, upset your stomach. That's exactly. If you believe with all your heart, you believe? Now, he's your rover. Don't move, you see? Every time you move, that does something, you see? You reverence. What about somebody in this direction here? Come over here. Now, let's go over here. You believe? When we get three or four, say something. Have faith. Don't doubt. I just have to watch wherever. I wish I could just say this or that. I can't. I just have to watch. Faith is so unconscious to people. Little lady sitting right there, looking at me. Oh, right behind you, sister, right here. Got trouble with your eyes. That's right. You You believe he'll heal you of that? See, don't you lose your sight. You're getting dimmer all the time. You just believe with all your heart. You believe God can tell me who you are? You know I don't know you. Miss Johnson, you can go home and be well. The lady's sitting right next to her. You had to get up and go away a few minutes ago. Satan tried his best to rob you from me. You believe God can tell me about your trouble? Would you accept me as his prophet or his servant? You believe that with all your heart? I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But you really got a contact with God right now. Right. You're very seriously ill. Right. The gallbladder condition. That is right. Another thing, you have enlarged heart. That's exactly right. Ms. Miller, raise up your hand if that's right. Go receive your healing. Christ, thank you. I challenge you to believe that. I just ask you to believe it. All right. Have faith in God. Do you believe him? Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you believe him with all your heart? Then hear me. Listen. How many believers? You sure raise your hand. All right. If you're a believer, now put your hand down. Every one of you believers. How many sick raise your hand? All right. Believers, lay your hands on one another. I quote the same word. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Father, the faith of this people that the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost back in the very end tonight, saving the Lord and healing the sick. Oh Lord, they are believers. They got their hands on one another. They believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the same God. Oh Jesus, thy Son David, they're screaming out. The power that raised up Jesus from the grave, raised them to their feet with the testimony, shouting and praising the glory of God. They will stand like one day, looking at their hands until they see that the power of God has healed them. Then, Lord, keep praying. Oh, Lord, there's only one thing to keep us from taking healing service. That would be unbelief. I've noticed around all the crowd, as they look out through here, Lord, see that little streak of dark trying to hold back that glorious light down there that's circling around, trying to find its way down through that darkness to touch somebody. Oh, Father God, give me strength, give me faith. May the people understand that you have proved, Lord, that I'm telling them the truth. You said when you were here on earth, about being out the works of my Father, then believe me not. If I do not the works of my Savior, then may they believe me not. But Lord, you are doing the same works that you did when you were here on earth. Oh Father, I pray now that they do believe in a potion. Give me faith to break that blackness from over, Lord, that power and light of God might fall upon every soul in here, that it might heal every one of them. Satan, you're exposed. Why, you're a devil, and you're trying to hold this group of people. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ.
He did. Now, there's not a person here that I know. I believe I was hunting a few weeks ago with this young man sitting right here. Aren't you some relation to my good friend, your brother, Norman's brother-in-law? I believe that's right, isn't it? All right, that's the only person, and Brother and Sister Smith sitting here. Brother Gene, and that's all I know. I'm going to turn, and yes, Sister Upshaw, bless your heart, Sister Upshaw. Oh, how I love Brother Willie Upshaw. Your meeting that night, Brother Cobb, when I looked there and seen, I was trying to talk and see him where he fell off that wagon, hurt his back, and seen they couldn't do nothing for him. Never heard of him in my life, and there he was, Willie D. Upshaw. I said, how, Learn, come to him. He said, what about that man? I said,
He's run for president one time and would have had the election if it hadn't been his stand against whiskey and the wrong thing. The Democratic Party would have elected him. But he took his stand, and I said, all these years, 66 years, you've been on these crutches and wheelchairs, but God takes him off of it. And how sweet. When I get up on the other side, I'll see a young, handsome-looking man coming down and say, you remember me, Brother Branham? I'm Brother Upshaw. See his little sweetheart there, all of them together. I remember how you cried that night, Sister Upshaw, when you seen him rise up, run up the platform, and touch his toes with his hand at about 80 years old. How God can do great things. All right. The angel of the Lord sat with his back turned. Now, I hope you all get this. I am not the angel of the Lord. I'm William Branham. See, I'm your brother. But he was dwelling in human flesh, saying that he created himself and just disappeared. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Now, do you believe that was God?
Amen.
The Bible said it was God. Abraham said it was. What was it, a sign that in the last days, now I remember, when he come in the days of the Lord Jesus, God dwelled in Jesus. Don't you believe that? That's the virgin-born body, a seed that come from God himself. And in that blood cell, when it was broken at Calvary for our sins, then it sanctified the church that the Holy Spirit could dwell in the church and continue the works of God. Ye are my witnesses, after you've received power. That's right. Now, if I've told the truth, then let the Holy Spirit speak to you tonight. I'll turn my back, you pray. If it's the same Holy Spirit, now he has to work with you the same as he works with me. Some of you, brother, and I, you're praying for those out in the audience. Ministers and so forth, we have time. The Heavenly Father knows that I do this for no other purpose but that the word that I preach might be made manifest to the church in this day, that the Pentecostal church has gotten away from God. It must come back. It's the lady of sin and age. God, if I've said anything against anyone to harm, that wasn't you telling me, you forgive me, Lord, but I did it just the way you gave it to me. So I pray, Father, that you'll vindicate. I spoke of you, and I speak that I told truth, Lord. I commit it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's several hundred people sitting there, many of them sick. I don't know one of them. You do. I pray that you'll make your word fulfilled. When you came to your earth, you said that you did it that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet Isaiah, what the Messiah would do. Now, Father, may it be fulfilled again, for you promised it. That's the reason you permit it. In Christ's name, amen. Now, there's many praying. If somebody, like the little woman, can touch his garment. Yes? Right before me now is coming a vision, and it happens to be it is a woman. She's sitting, where I'm standing now would be to my right, this way. She's suffering with a gallbladder trouble. She has heart trouble also. With my back turned, if I call her name, maybe she'd understand. Miss Hanson, stand up and receive your healing. Now, I've never looked around yet. Now, do you believe?
Amen.
Just have faith. Where was the lady at? She's back this way somewhere. Right there? Was those things true, lady? Are we strange to one another? If it is, wave your hand like this. It's all true, was it? Then the same angel of God that was sitting there at Sodom and Gomorrah to give a sign to Abraham that the hour was drawing close for the burning of Sodom is here tonight. Just a gift to let myself relax. I see him on someone else. I hope. Now, don't let me say too much. He just watching a vision, a woman sitting here praying. She's got diabetes. Miss Finch, do you believe that God will make you well? If you do, stand up. Raise up your hand. I do not know you. Is that right? If that's right, wave your hand. Is that what's wrong with you? What? All right. You touched something, didn't you? What? You didn't touch me, did you? You touched God. God bless you. What do you think, young man, rubbing your nose? You're in need of God, too. You believe? God will describe to me what your trouble. You don't have a prayer card. No, there's no, that's right, there's no prayer card. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant, I mean to say. Excuse me for saying that. I'm not a prophet. I'm just his servant. Bogged with nervousness. Just so nervous you can't hold yourself together. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Do you believe what I'd say would come to pass? You believe it?
Yes.
Will you obey me as his prophet? Then I'll take that nervousness off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't never speak of it no more.
Amen.
Go and be made well. Did not our Lord say, if you stay to this mountain, be moved? If thou canst believe. Man sitting right back there looking at me. He'd like to come up here. He wants me to lay hands on him. That hardening of the arteries would leave you if you just bleed it right where you're sitting. Will you do it? Sitting right back there, kind of gray, glasses on, sitting right back there looking at me. You'll believe with all your heart. Don't doubt. You believe it? Now look, circle right from that man. Rubbing your eyes to turn around and look with a little, that's it. The lady sitting right here, shot over you with the heart trouble sitting there. You believe that God will make you well? Right there? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. You get the healing, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be alert. Be ready to catch it at any minute. Mighty sweet person. Got a lot of faith. You're in good contact with God. I don't know you. But do you believe that God will heal that heart trouble you got too? You got trouble with your leg too, don't you have? Your limb. Yes. You got a daughter that's unsaved. You're praying for her. You're not from here. You're from North Hollywood. You know who I'm talking about now? You want me to call your name? Miss Beard. Stand up on your feet and step in. You believe? Now, what is it, friend? Is those things true, lady? If it is, wave your hand. Now, do you believe? I've never seen a woman in my life. Now, see the whole building. Now, they touch me. See, I know it's just enough. Now, they watch me and know when I had it enough. Now, let me tell you, my friend, I've told you the truth. God's vindicated it. I've told you the truth. The very anointing of God that's preaching this same word and saying these things is the very anointing who declares that God is here doing the same thing. Do you believe with all your heart? How many of you want to receive the Holy Ghost? Raise up your hand and say, I'd like to receive the Holy Ghost. The pastor tells me there's a room right down there just waiting for somebody to come down to be going to be prayed for. Why don't you receive it? Go down there and receive the Holy Ghost. Let's all stand on our feet at one time. Let's raise up our hands and give God praise. Everybody in your own way. Don't just believe. Heavenly Father, I give praise and glory unto you for all the mighty works, for all the things that you have done. Your hands over on one another. Lay your hands on one another to be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. I pray for that person. Pray for one another. Up in the balcony. Up there. Put your hands on one another.
I know. My sheep will hear my voice. Jesus said, like he said, there's a sign. How do you know he's here? Listen, the Holy Ghost is right here now. I hear him speak with tongues, interpret. I see him do signs more. And see him even in the last sign, which would be the Messiah sign. Jesus said, just what was the last sign that Abraham had just before Sodom burned? That angel stood there, God himself in flesh. We took that, haven't we? Abraham called him Elohim. God stood there, a stranger, and watch what he called Abraham. Called Abraham his new name. He just got it a few days before. Instead of Abram, is Abraham. Called Sarah her prince's name. Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? How do you know he's married? How do you know he had a wife? And how do you know his name is Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you. Said, I'm going to, personal pronoun there. I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. You know, I'm going to do this, I promise you. You waited for her for 25 years. And Sarah, in her heart, laughed and said, would I ever have joy with my Lord, seeing I'm old and past the years of bearing, he's old too? And the angel said, why did Sarah laugh then in her heart? This can't happen. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. How did he condemn the nations? When he stood to Peter and said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, oh, that's it. And Philip come, got Nathanael, told Nathanael, said, nothing good can come out of Nazareth, they come see. And when he come, looked at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no God. I said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. Went up to the way of Samaria. That's the Jews. Now the Samaritans. Not Gentiles. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. We had a club on our back. We were heathens. See? Worshiping idols. So he didn't perform that before Gentiles. But if he did it to the Jews and Samaritans, there's only three races. Ham, Shem, and Jacob's people. Now, if he did that to the Samaritan woman, he went to her. He said, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary for you being a Jew, asked the Samaritan woman something. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to. He said, go get your husband then. She said, I have no husband. So that's right, you had five. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now, we know, we have good teachers down in our country, down here in Samaria. We know that when Messiah cometh, he'll do this. But who are you? He said, I'm he. She went into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? And the Bible said they believed him to be the Messiah on account of what he told the woman. Amen. She know more about God than half the preachers of Hollywood. Been in her condition. Because she was trained by the Holy Spirit. There you are. He's God. He's still God. He certainly is. Look at him in the tree that morning when he looked down. Zacchaeus is going to hide to see where he's at. When he come by, he will stop and says, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going home with you for dinner. Look at blind Bartimaeus touching him out there. Thou son of David, have mercy. Stop Jesus and all that racket going on. See, he knew it. Look at the woman, touched his garment, ran her off and sat down. See, he said, who touched me? Peter rebuked him and said, why say a thing like that? Look at the people here shaking hands with you and calling you a rabbi or so forth. Why'd you say a thing like that? He said, but I got weak. Virtue, strength went from me. You looked around and seen the little woman who died and said, thy face has saved thee, your blood issues over. Now he promised that same thing at the closing of the Gentile age. How many believe that? Now, does he keep his promise? I challenge you to believe it. Amen. That's how much I know he's here. You believe it? You just have faith and don't doubt it. You believe it? The Bible said, if thou canst believe. Is that right? Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That woman sitting right there is praying for her daughter that inwardly bleeding. Mm-hmm. You believe with all your heart? All right? You can have what you ask for then. Amen. I don't know the person, never seen him in my life. You believe with all your heart? Right back there, way back there. Don't you see that light? Standing right there? It's over a colored woman sitting in this end row back there. She's got on a bluish dress with a red kind of a white collar. She's praying for a brother-in-law that's got cancer. That's thus saith the law. Stand up back there, woman, that Ruach calls. That is true, isn't it? Go
As you have believed, so be it. I never seen a woman in my life. I hold my hands. I never seen her. You believe he's here? What'd she do? She touched something. I'll turn my back. Say, you're looking at him. Psychology. Listen, believe me. That's the Lord God. Show yourself God. Now I see a man standing before me. I'll just speak and whoever it is. The man suffering with a heart trouble. He's wearing a dark suit and some kind of a little colonel tie, like. He's a small man. Is he on his feet yet? His name is Coates. Believe with all your heart. Receive your healing. If you don't believe with all your heart, God bless you. Go home to me. You believe? Do you believe? Then lay your hands on one another. These signs shall follow them that believe. It shall be light in the evening time. The path of glory you will surely find. Do you believe it? Now pray one for another. Let your hands pray one for another. You can be healed. You won't even have to have a prayer line tomorrow night. The seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The mark of the beast that you rejected. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. How many wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Stand on your feet. How many wants to be sealed in the kingdom of God with the Holy Ghost? Stand on your feet. Stand up and receive it. That's right. Open the balcony. Stand on your feet. Receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stand up and believe it. Now all you that have got the Holy Ghost, look who's standing there. Stand up and lay your hands on them. Stand up and lay your hands on them and seek in the Holy Ghost. Let the ministers stretch out their hands this way.